God is, that's where the supernatural is. That's where all the supernatural abilities that we have, that's where it's at. And see, right now, the church is living in a state as to where we're just hearing and we're enjoying and we're feeling and we're touching that word, you know. We can pick up the Bible, we can pick up an iPhone, we can pick up a pad, and there's a word instantly right there. How many know touching that is not going to help us? Seeing that is not going to help us. Speaking that is not going to help us. We're going to have to do the word. The Bible said we have to do the word. It says, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he redeemed sin in the flesh. God redeemed us from that. He brought us back from sin. We was taken into sin by Adam and Eve, and Jesus brought us out of sin. He brought us on out. The perfect Lamb of God. You know, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. See, we have to fulfill the righteousness of the law. It's got to be fulfilled in us. Who walk not after flesh, not after this flesh, but after the Spirit. See, we got to stop walking as mere men in the flesh. We have to become supernatural walkers and livers. We have to live in a supernatural state, in a supernatural atmosphere. We have to live in the Spirit, you know. For we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Walk Man broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bear. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bear. Or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bear or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus.
71307.
Jesus.
Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1. We go deeper in the Word of God.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to the book of Psalm number 84 and verses 5 and 6. Verses 5 and 6. Psalm number 84, verses 5 and 6. Rita, if you will.
Psalm 84, verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. Verse 6. Who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I was led with great unction and urgency to share this message on today. And the title of this message is Digging Wells in the Valley of Baca. digging wells in the valley of Baca. It would do well to explain what Baca is. Baca has two main definitions. The one is that it is an arid and dry, desolate place. It is a place where things don't grow well. It is a place where there is very little life. And on the other hand, it is a place called the Valley of Tears. Baca is not a good place. Baca is not a place that folk look forward to going to. However, Baca is a necessary route on the way to Jerusalem that some pilgrims had to travel to get to the house of the Lord. And every now and then, my brothers and sisters, we have to pass through the valley of Baca to get to the Lord's house. And one of the things that I want us to know that this year for so many of us has been a valley of Baca. But I got good news today. You might have to pass through, but you don't have to stay. When we consider the second year of this pandemic and the news is getting worse instead of better, new strands of this COVID-19 are yet being discovered, and now they are flooding the United States. And yet people are acting as if trouble is not everywhere and that they are not subject to the issues and the trials and the tribulations of this world. They're acting like they don't realize that we are living in last days, trying times. The reality of what the Bible has predicted is unfolding before our very eyes. And yet some of us are without the knowledge that Jesus is on his way back. And he's coming back for a prepared church and a prepared people so that when he comes back, he's not coming back down to earth. He's gonna be in mid-cloud. And when he sounds the trumpet, listen, everything is gonna change. The dead will get up first. Those of us who are alive and remain, listen, we will be caught up and changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. My old pastor used to say, if you're not ready when Jesus come back, whatever you're doing, keep on doing it, because it'll be too late to change. We've got to get ourselves together now. Now. You've got to go through some things sometime to get to God, because the devil don't want you to be in God's presence, don't want you to give God praise, don't want you to hear God's word, don't want you to live the life that God desires for his people. And so when we recognize the valley of Baca, whether it's the valley of tears or whether it's the valley of things dried up, and a drought-filled reality for you. The truth of the matter is, all of us will go, some of us are going, and others of us are on our way out of the valley of Baca. Listen at this, the wells. I think I need to just share with you just one moment, and it'll do you well. It's only 12 verses in this number of Psalms. But it's really talking about the pilgrim who's on his pilgrimage again to the house of God, who loves God and loves his house and desires to be in God's presence. You know, my brothers and sisters, all through the week, you know, you ought to have a desire to want to be come Sunday morning, come Wednesday, come whatever day we have activity to be in the presence of God. So I know you don't have to just be in his house to be in his presence, but there is something special about being in his presence in his house. Notice here, the verse is even talking about the little sparrow and the swallows make their home, their nest in the tabernacle of God. Why? Because it shows something very interesting. The sparrow being one of the smallest birds, and it finds its place in the tabernacle of God. The swallow, one of the most restless birds, can find rest in the tabernacle of God. What does this say? It's saying to the smallest person, the person who may be most insignificant to others, is somebody in God's house. The swallow who is restless, can't find peace underneath the skin, can find rest in the house of the Lord. If he can, then we can. And it's so good to understand that when you come to God's house and can tell him all about your troubles and to share with him the things you couldn't share with nobody else, and to know that he loves you, he cares for you, he understands what you've been through this week, and it's only been by his grace that you were able to make it here, even when you didn't think you'd make it through the week. God brought you here for a reason. Talks about those who serve in the house of the Lord, how blessed they are that they'll be praising him still. Praising him, that's one thing, but praising him still is a whole nother level. Listen, when we're in church and when we're enjoying the Lord in the presence of the Lord, and God begins to speak to us, fellowship with us, move and have our being in him, and we rejoice at that. That's wonderful. But you know where it really gets good at? When you leave these doors, going on to your house, going on to your job, and you're praising him still. Somebody don't understand what I'm saying. When it gets so good that you don't need the organ nor the keyboard, you don't need the drum nor the guitars, you don't need the high sounding cymbals, but there is a song on the inside of your heart that keeps you praising him still. When bad news come your way and doors are shut up in your face, and folk that used to love you don't love you more, you can be praising him still. When sickness rocks your body with pain and trouble shows up again and again, and you think of the goodness of Jesus, and all y'all not hearing me today, you can keep on praising him still. Lord, I wish I had a helper. Now, let me deal with this right quick, and I'm going to move on. Digging wells. Who diggeth wells in the valley of Baca, and the rains fill them. The word well here is talking about a place to hold water. Pilgrims dug wells that reached down to underground flowing water and tapped into it. Others who dug wells couldn't get that deep, But what it did do was provide a reservoir for when the rain came to fill it up like pools of water so that it would be able to do what was necessary in that dry valley, and that's provide water. The wells represent many things. One, they dug wells that were filled with expectation, because there was only one rainy season in the Valley of Baca, and it was during the autumn time. And yet year round, the Valley of Baca was dry. Year round, the Valley of Baca was a desolate place. And yet, just during that autumn season, with the rains come down and fill the wells and the pools and the places that were dug that held water. Now, why would you dig a well in the Valley of Baca? Especially when you don't plan to stay there. Well, this is what I need you to know. When it talked about who diggeth wells in the valley, it's speaking about the pilgrims who had to pass that way to get to the Lord's house. But not only were they passing through, but that would be others coming behind them that would be passing through. And their desire was to make it easier on them than it was on those who were strong in the Lord, because they recognized that would be older folk coming through the valley. That would be sickly folk coming through the valley. That would be weak folk coming through the valley. That would be young people coming through the valley. And those who were living in the strength of the Lord, those who were pilgrims who knew that God was blessing them to be a blessing, would dig a well of expectation. Sometimes when they dug the wells, they were not aware of the fact that it wasn't rainy season yet. Some were able to dig deep enough to tap into an underground well source, water source, but others dug with an expectation that even if no water flows from underground, sooner or later God would rain water down and fill up the wells. But then there were wells not only of expectation, but there were wells dug of encouragement. Because sometimes, my brothers and sisters, on this Christian journey, you will become so beaten and battered and scorned that you're too weak to dig a well, but you're not too weak to get a drink of water from it. And so they would dig those wells to encourage others. Hold on just a little while longer. Help is on the way, and you can make it through this valley, because you're not in it by yourself. It's important to know that all kinds of wells were dug in the Valley of Baca, wells of comfort. People who were going through just to make it to. Wells, listen, not only of comfort, but wells of compassion. Because my brothers and sisters, sometime you just need somebody who will put their hands on your shoulder while you're going through and tell you, hold on, brother, hold on, sister. Everything is going to be all right. Who will show you compassion? You don't always need somebody who want to be so strong, don't want to cry, don't want to feel like they're human, they're superhuman. That's good for you. But maybe where I am, I just need somebody to touch me and say, I'm praying with you. I'm praying for you. I see you struggling. I see the way is rough for you, but you're not in it by yourself. deal wells of compassion. But then, you know, when you're going through, you also need a well of communication. See, there are some folk who don't want to let other folk know what they're going through. They want to act like every day they're already in heaven. Every day is hallelujah and happy day. And I'm blessed, highly favored. Oh, bless God. Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's good. That's and about to break down any minute. But don't want to say, listen, I'm going through. And if the Bible says we are to pray one for another, then it ain't no problem with saying to another, it's my time now. And I want you to pray with me. Pray for me. The old church used to sing a song that says, pray for me while times are going well with you. Pray for me that I will make it through. And you see, my brothers and sisters, there are times when you have the strength to pray, not only for yourself, but for others. And I got news for you. I don't care who you are, you're going to need prayer sometime. Don't care how holy you are, how righteous you are, how well you try to live for God. There are going to be times when you're going to need somebody else to pray with you and to pray for you. And so while you're able, while you're strong, while you're on top, while things are well with you, you ought to reach out and pray for somebody, because somebody always is going through something. And then, my brothers and sisters, you need to recognize, as I close this message, that wells were dug especially for those who didn't have the strength to dig their own. Wells were dug to encourage other people coming after them. Don't be so self-centered as to look only to you and to your needs. We're on a pilgrimage, brothers and sisters, on our way to see the King. That means we'll be up sometime, down sometime. It'll be well sometime, and it'll be bad sometime. But as long as we're together, one ought to help the other come through it. We'll see brothers and sisters struggling, and instead of helping them, we'll watch them and talk about them. And we'll act as if, listen, we're not together on the same journey, going to the same place. And we're too busy trying to get there to help anybody else get there. And so the Valley of Baca is a place we all, sooner or later, will have to pass through. And my brothers and my sisters, I just need to tell somebody today, why don't you, while you're going through Baca, dig a well? Why don't you do your part to do something to help those who are coming after you? Don't think that God wants you to get to heaven all by yourself, and don't tell nobody else. Don't help nobody else. Don't support nobody else. God wants you to do your part in coming and helping to bring others. And so, as I think about this, my brothers and sisters, there are three things I want to leave with you before I go. And there are some things, as my mind continues to think about this situation, about how when you go through your Baca, you ought not be ashamed to let folk know, I'm going through in Jesus' name. I started on this journey and I'm going through. It makes no difference what others decide to do, but I made up in my mind as I go through the valley of Baca that I would dig some wells. Did you hear what I said? Because one of these old days, when I come out of Baca and I lift up my hands to God and say, God, I thank you for bringing me through the valley of Baca. But here's what I want you to know. Number one, you ought to learn. I said, learn how to make a bad situation better while you're going through Baca. Did you hear what I just said? You need to learn how to make a bad situation better while you're on your way out of Baca. What does that mean, preacher? It means every chance I get while I'm going through Baca, I ought to dig a well so that God can fill it with refreshing water. I forgot to tell you that a well meant three things. It meant refreshing for some people. Secondly, it meant rescue for other people. And then thirdly, it meant reserved for yet others who are on their way. So when you dig a well, you need to know that it's going to refresh somebody that can't go another step further. You need to know it's going to rescue somebody that would not make it out if they didn't have your help. And then thirdly, it's going to be a reservoir and a reserve so somebody who's a long way off, might be your children, might be your grandchildren.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick's.
Hey, God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful, blessing, and healing name of Jesus Christ. We know that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, James Broadnax. And I tell you, I'm just excited about what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord is blessing ordinary people.